gotta keep running. Keep on running, Lord. If you wanna make a hundred, just keep on running. You got to run every day. If you wanna make a hundred.
Y'all. How many people we got here can say you're a child of God? Come on, clap your hands. Come on, clap your hands. Y'all ain't clapping, clapping your hands. Clap, clap your hands. Whoa, I'm
a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
I do.
I
change. Oh, you, Jesus. When I step under your anointing, I change. Oh, yeah, yeah. I change. Let me sing with me. Let me sing with verse. Sometimes you may see me, and it may look like I just finished crying. And then again, you may see me, and it looks like I just have a lot of trouble on my mind. When I step under the anointing of the Lord, all the things that's troubling me go, 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 go away, because can't Come on, clap your hands tonight. Listen.
When my work is done and my race has been won, heaven is waiting.
Heaven is waiting for me.
When I've done my best and withstood the ultimate test, heaven is waiting.
Heaven is waiting for me.
Jesus went away to prepare a place for me, and when he comes again, that's where I'll spend eternity. Heaven is waiting.
Heaven is waiting.
Heaven is waiting. But see this world goodbye. Heaven is waiting.
Heaven is waiting for me.
The Lord is coming back. It's gonna be soon and pass up. Heaven is waiting.
Heaven is waiting for me.
This is where we're going, y'all. Listen.
Well, the streets are made of gold. The gates are made of pearl. There'll be nothing but joy for me when I leave this old world. Heaven.
Heaven is
waiting, y'all. I said, heaven is waiting for me, yeah.
Heaven is waiting.
I can't wait to get there, no. Listen here. I'll be free from pain and misery, free from hurt and strife. Going where there's no despair, and there heaven is waiting.
Heaven is waiting for me.
Listen. The Savior will see. Gonna just bow down at his feet. Heaven is waiting.
Heaven is waiting for me.
My loved ones and friends who have gone on before are gonna be reunited. We'll live forever. Heaven is waiting for me. I'm looking forward to heaven. Come on, let's say it like this, y'all. Heaven is waiting.
Heaven is waiting for me.
Heaven is waiting.
Heaven is waiting for me.
Yeah. I got to leave this old world. Yeah. I can't stay down here, y'all. You know why I can't stay here?
Yeah. Together like this. Y'all be easy with them guitars over there. This is a little song that Sister Mary wrote for me a little while ago, and it goes something like this. right, all right, that's enough. That's enough. After, after. Boy, you gonna make me get happy in here. Y'all excuse me for a minute. I'm gonna get my shout on right here. But wait a minute, I know I'm not the only one that's got a reason to praise him. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Let's praise him. Well, y'all ain't got to go home, so I'll see y'all later.
Well, you ought to live so God can use you.
God can use
you. So God can use you
anywhere.
Anywhere.
Anytime.
Anytime.
You ought to live so
God can use
you. My God can use you.
Say it again.
You ought to live so my God can use you.
Lord, anywhere.
Lord, anytime.
Anytime.
You ought to live so
my God can use you.
I just want to leave this with you. many know God I answer prayer? How many ain't got no doubt in your mind that God I answer prayer? Sickness came in our family. Sickness came, come here, Dad. Mama got so sick. Mama got so sick until we didn't know what to do. But how many of y'all believe that prayer will change things? Oh, no, prayer change things. We got down on our knees and talked to God. Let me tell you young folks something. Don't you never forget this. Ain't nobody gonna love you like mom and dad. You gonna miss mom and mom and dad. I'm here today to tell you that mama ain't sick no more. God answered prayer. And those of you that's standing here tonight, those of you that's been in this recording session and ain't never said nothing all day long, I'm going to ask you this question with the Spirit. I'm not asking you because I'm on TV. I'm asking you this because I want to know, do you know like I know? When I ask this question, I just want you to tell me the truth. And I want you to shout when you say that you're feeling. Can anybody say that I can feel it right away?
5 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We've got more music coming your way right here, live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. My pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and what a time we've had thus far. Feel free to give us a call right here at 347-215-8049, or you can call us on our 24-hour hotline at 919-443-5994. Again, our 24-hour hotline is 919-443-5994. You're catching the wave live from the NFI studios. Our website, www.nfiradio.com, or you can join us on Facebook Live simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. Again, on Facebook Live, it's NFI Radio Gospel Network.
There was a mother. She had her son. One of the boys was interested in himself. This son loved his mama so much. He said, "Mama, one day I'm going to grow up. I'm going to college. I'm going to be somebody. I'm going to take care of your mama like you've been taking care of me." Oh! That other brother, he was no good. He stayed in trouble all the time. Mama had to always go to court and get that boy out of trouble. But I'm told tonight, those boys grew up. One went to college. That old no good son left home. That old mama whacked her fingers to the bone and sent that boy to school. She got on her knees and swept clothes. She took in washing and ironing. I want my boy to be somebody. After about 8 long years, that son came back home. He said, "Mama, I'm a doctor now. I got MD behind my name. I want you to meet my wife. I met her while I was in college. She's a school teacher, mama. Yes, she is. They told that mama, we want you to come and live with us and help us to raise our children." The years went on by. I wish I had a prayer church. And the children grew up. One day the school teacher went to her husband. She said, "Honey, your mama's in the way now. She gets in the way around the house. She uses bad English. I don't want it to rub off on the little children. I think you ought to put in an old folk home." Somebody say, "Yeah." Yes. Let me tell you what he did. The doctor went to his poor mother. He said, "Mama." So me and the wife been talking. And she seems to feel now, mama, that you're getting in the way around the house. We don't have anything else for you to do. You're using bad English. We don't want it to rub off on our children. I'm going to take you to an old folk home. Yes, I am. Somebody say, "Yeah."
Yeah.
I got to take you to an old folk home. Well, then mama turned around and went on back to her room. Tears running down her face. She began to pack up all of her clothes. While packing up all her clothes, the devil came and whispered in her ear, "That see the old lady? Look at all you've done for that boy. And now he's getting ready to throw you outdoors." The mother just gave a cry. Early the next morning, the son came and knocked on the door. He said, "Mama, get your stuff together. The limousine is waiting outside." Then mama reached back and got a hat and coat. She walked out of that house. She got in that long, they started down the road. Mama just kept on crying. Every now and then the doctor looked back at Mama. He said, Mama, in your room out there, I wish y'all help me out here. You don't have a color television. You have nurses around the clock. You're going to have everything that you want. That mother just kept on crying. Yeah. Mama, I'm sorry, I've got to do this. Hallelujah. I gotta put you in an old folk home. The mother turned and said, with tears running down her face, she said, son, I could understand if I was sick and couldn't help myself. But there's nothing wrong with me. The doctor said, I know, but I got to put you in an old folk home. You understand me and my wife. About the time they got almost to the old folk home, that mother looked down the road. She saw an old ragged car coming. By the time the car got closer, that mother said, wait a minute, son. I believe I saw my boy going there. They stuck those cops. They got out, greeted one another with a kiss. There were no good sons. And Mama, how you been doing? I was on my way home to see you. I was on my way to tell you I don't do what I used to do. I stopped by church one night and I got the Holy Ghost. Turned around and saw his brother. He said, brother, where are you taking my mama? I gotta know where you're going with mama. And the doctor said, now wait a minute. Said, now after all, you've been gone. And I'm the one that's been here taking care of mama. Said, in case if mama didn't tell you, I'm the doctor now. I am somebody. And just in case if you want to know something else, we're tired of mama praying, moaning and groaning in a bedroom. Every time our friends come to the house, we're on our way to the old folk home. Yeah. They don't know good son said. Did you say you're taking mama to the old folk? He said, yes. He said, wait a minute. Mama, I don't live in a fine home. Listen, Mama, I got one good room. You can have my bed. But come on and go home with me, Mama. Yeah. Mama, I don't eat steak. I eat beans and greens, potatoes and tomatoes. Yes, I do. But if that's all right to you, you don't have to go to the old folk home. Come on and go home with me, Mama. Mama, I'm not riding in a long limousine. My car's not much good, but I got a good seat over there right by me. Come on and go home with me. That mama's got a bag, got all of the things. Got in that old ragged car. They rolled down the road. And with tears in the boy's eyes, that old no good son, I heard him say, God gave you your mama. Don't drive away. Come on, help me sing it. Thank you.
Anointed one.
We the Christian angels want to encourage you to just bring it to the altar. Who woke me up this morning and started me on my way? And who was the one that gave me a place to stay, yeah? And who was the one who protected me from my own self? But I held a voice in my ears, said, daughter, I've got a calling on your life, yeah, yeah. Drugs in my- you the honor. Lord, we thank you for the victory. We give you all the praise, give you the glory. Lord, I can't do nothing without you. Can't live without you. I can't move without you, Jesus.
Sometimes I think about what the end is going to be. But I want the church to know tonight I'm not going to turn around. I've been on this journey for 36 years. And I'm not tired yet. In fact, we're going to sing a song in a few minutes that said, I don't feel no ways tired. But every time somebody asks me and say, what you going to do after 36 years? Where are you going from here? You know what I tell them? I believe I run on.
See what the end is going to be.
Believe I run on.
See what the end is going to be.
I'm on a run on.
See what the end is going to be.
I got to run on.
See what the end is going to be.
I'm going to run on, y'all.
See what the end is going to be.
I got to run on.
See what the end is going to be.
You know why? John.
Oh, think that's a good place to praise him. Peace is a fruit of God's spirit, and you ought to say something. Hug somebody behind you and say, I speak peace, let there be
peace. I speak peace, let there be peace. Praise God, praise God, praise God. You know, the enemy has been trying to not allow me to pray today, but we already come against that in the name of Jesus. I want to thank those of you that helped on. This is not the way that we usually do, but how many know we got to be at all times, be ready, because no man know when the enemy going to come. We don't know what his plans are, but we are in prayer and believing God for what God is about to do and what he's already doing. And I just thank God for those of you that's listening today. We are in a time to pray. We are in a time where there are challenges that we face each and every day. And that allows us to see that these are perilous times that we are facing, time that we are going through, difficult times that many of us are in a place where we have never experienced in our life. And that's why when we begin to intercede together on this network, and the enemy has already attempted to try to come against what we are praying for over this network and around the nations and countries, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that we'll be in good health, and even as our soul prosper. And sometimes we got to realize that we can go to the doctor, we can go to the counselor, we can go to the government, and we can go all of those places. But when we go to Jesus, somebody said, I know that there can be an answer. There can be a breakthrough. And Jesus is waiting for somebody right now to deliver them out of what they are in. And we're going to believe God that we can pray and touch and agree that they are come out of it. I'm believing God. I'm speaking it right now in Jesus' name. Look, I had addressed last week, and I'm going to say this, and we're going to pray. I had addressed last week, and I placed it on the NFI Radio Network Facebook page, and I gave a word. The Lord had me to give a word to the people and let them know that even though we go to church, and it always has been a place that we didn't think that these things that are going on now would ever happen in the church. There's no respect for nobody today. There's no respect for the pastor in the church. There's no respect for the police department. There's no respect for the government. There is no respect for no one today. Children are being disobedient to parents. And we're seeing that they are disobedient to the teachers. I never known a young boy to slap a teacher, and that just happened about a month ago. A young boy slapped a teacher. And then on Mother's Day, when many of you mothers were celebrating and enjoying yourself, there was a church that's out of North Carolina that was having services. And I believe it was a Catholic church. And this young boy got up with a gun, going to start shooting, and people went miraculous. And last week when I addressed and I spoke over the network, I shared about the young man that was in the church 4 feet away from the pastor, stepped down the aisle and aimed the gun at the pastor. Do you all hear me? To shoot him, and he held the gun out to the pastor 4 feet away from him and tried to pull the trigger, and the trigger jammed. It didn't go off. Somebody said the Holy Ghost. Come on, I need somebody to say the Holy Ghost. It was the Holy Spirit of God, and that's what I'm talking about today. We need the presence of the Holy Spirit of God with us at all times, because we don't know what we might walk out of the door and face and deal with when we do go to these places that we go, and even in the church. So I address that the church need to be more mindful. And you can't play with the enemy. I'm not afraid, and I'm not walking in fear, but we have to use wisdom. We have to use knowledge, and we have to make the right decision to do the right thing. So I address that churches now need to put up metal detectors at the doors of the church. They need it. And why do they need it? Because now the law is all right that you can carry a weapon pretty much anywhere you want to take it. You can even take it in the church. And there are many that are walking in the church doors with a weapon in their pocketbook or in their coat pocket. And you're not the only one in the church with one. There are others sitting near you or by you that have one. No, I'm not trying to get you to be fearful of the church, because you can go into Walmart, any store, and there are others walking around with a weapon. That's why we are praying that we can tear down those strongholds and come against them, because if you don't pray, guess what? You're leaving a door open for the enemy. That's why we are praying today. Now, I want you to be mindful to pray. Pray with us. Pray with us right now. Pray with us right now. We need prayer in this nation. America has turned its back on God. America, the home, the land of the free, has turned its back on God. Where are we today? Where are we today? I believe I'm in the presence right now, and I can hear those that are speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. I believe right now there are those right now that are hurting because they don't know what to do, direction to go. But I'm praying in the name of Jesus. Lord, as thou come on this Tuesday, God, you see our hurt and our needs. You understand the pain and the challenges that we face each and every day in this society. And there's no way but the right way, and that is to come to you. I'm coming to you today, Father. Father, hear thy prayer, for we need you right now. In our homes, we need you right now. In our churches, we need you right now. On our jobs, we need you right now. In our schools, we need you right now. In the government, we need you. In the hospital, in all these places that I have spoken and asking you, God, that we need you. I know you know. You see everything that we do, because you created us, Father. You created us, not we ourselves. So we are to empty all that you have given us for your glory. And that we empty for your glory, that you will restore and refill and give us that energy and give us that strength that we need, that we can bear the infirmity of the weak, those that are weak, those that need prayer in the hospital, those that need prayer whether their mindset has come and they can't even remember like they used to. It's the spirit. It's a spirit. Sickness that comes on your body is a spirit. It goes back to generational curses. And those of you don't understand and realize this is a war, not a natural war. It's a war between good and evil, and the devil is seeking whom he may devour. And you're seeing it come in the doors of the church, and I rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I speak from the north, the south, the east, and the west. You have no place in the midst of God's people. This time, this hour, this day is not of God. And I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, wherever you are, if you are in the center, wherever you are, you cannot hide. You cannot even invade the territories of the presence of God's people, I anoint the whole grounds of the churches. I anoint every place in the church, every bathroom, every hallway, every classroom. I anoint the sanctuary that's right now in the name of Jesus. I speak right now utterly out of my mouth words. My soul cries out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is a day of restoration. This is a day of healing. This is a day of walking into the presence of the Almighty God without fear or tremble, but come in his presence, thanking him for his grace and his mercy, thanking him for love and understanding, thanking him for peace of mind, thanking him for financial blessings, thanking him for unity, thanking him for all that he's doing right now. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. For this is a time to pray. This is the hour to intercede. This is the time that miracles can manifest in the midst of the people that don't believe in miracles, that don't believe that God is still alive and well. This is the time that we can worship and give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. So that's our time, Lord. That's why we come to you. Hear thou prayer, Lord. Hear thou prayer. For many are praying today, and all those that are praying right now, all those that are in prayer and interceding, God, you hear every prayer. And there are thousands of people praying at the same time. Who would not want to serve a God like you? Because you have no respect of a person, and because that you hear thy prayer. And I ask that you receive it in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. There's a young boy right now. There's a young girl right now that's reaching out, and she has been hurt. Her heart is torn. His heart is torn because they have been trying to speak to others that they had confidence in and trusted. And they turned their back on them because where they are, as if no one is exempted. We were all born in sin, and they turned their back on them because they have sinned against God. We all sinned against God because we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Yes, yes, there's no perfect man or woman on this earth. And because we get caught up, thank you, God, we get caught up with names, positions. Jesus is not concerned about position. Jesus is concerned about a soul. That's why he said, he who winneth souls is wise. I'm concerned about a soul to go into the hedges, the highways, that they may come to Christ, compelling them to come to Christ. That's the mission. That's the mission. That's why we pray, and that's why we share the word of God, that a light of the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ shall fall in the midst and the presence of them, that the outward man will begin to receive the inward man of the presence of the anointing of God. I said the outward man will begin to feel the presence of the inward man of the anointing of God. Look, brothers and sisters, God, I thank you. I'm not giving the enemy any ground. This is a war between good and evil, and we are on the enemy territory when we are in the airways, because he's the prince of the airways. But we cancel that. That's what they say. But I'm speaking in the name of Jesus. Our Father has the last say-so.
He is the beginning and the end. He is Alpha, Omega, Sovereign God, a mighty God. And I pray today that whoever you are, don't allow nobody to steal your joy. Don't allow no one to steal your joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. If you're troubled today, if you need help today, call on Jesus. Call on Jesus. He is the way. He is the truth and the light. He is our Father. He has proven and shown many times that he is who he is, and he has the power to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all, more than we can even think or ask. Even before we even think, he already know what we are going to say. Come on, somebody. Somebody out there shout glory. I don't know. You know, all I know is that Jesus is alive and well. And in the midst of all that we're facing and dealing and going through, we can still pray to the Father. Prayer changes things, and that's why we pray. Prayer changes things. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's a young lady that they have sent papers to convict her out of her apartment. I don't know what city. I don't know what area or who she is. And I see her crying. I see her crying. She's crying because she needs help. She went to the church asking for help. And they said, what church are you a member of? She's not a member of that church. And she needs help. But I'm saying today, young lady, I don't know where you are, but in the words of the Almighty God, your help come from Jesus Christ. I believe, I'm speaking to that person right now, that wherever those papers are, in the name of Jesus, I begin to see those papers beginning to turn around another way. I'm speaking it right now. Young lady, stop crying. I want you to get up right now. I want you to go to the office, and I want you to agree in the name of Jesus Christ that God will give you the words and give you favor, that they will give you an opportunity for at least another month before they convict you out of that place. And I believe within that month, God's going to bless you that financially you'll be able to stay where you are. There are people out there who want to be a blessing to so many people. But there are a lot of people they are being a blessing to that don't even appreciate the blessing that they receive. Come on, somebody. Can I get a witness? There are a lot of people don't even want to receive the blessing they get from someone else. They want to be a blessing to them. They receive it, but they're not grateful. That's what I'm talking about, being grateful. I'm grateful today. Are you grateful? Are you grateful that you woke up this morning? Are you grateful that he gave you breath to breathe? Are you grateful that you have food on your table? Are you grateful? I'm thanking God today. My prayer is that whatever come your way, don't allow nobody to steal your joy. Whatever come your way, don't walk in fear, but walk and trust in the blood of Jesus Christ, that you're covered under the blood. If you're covered under the blood, the enemy can't come to you. That's what he thought he was going to do to that pastor when he walked into the church and pulled out his gun and aimed it at the pastor and tried to pull the trigger. He was covered under the blood. Somebody said, it still works. It still works. The blood still works. Hallelujah. I thank God for the blood today. Are you walking under the blood? Are you walking truly under the blood? Somebody shout, I am. I am. I am. Look, I have already thanked God for this day. I ask you to pray for all our prayer warriors that's on this network. I ask you to pray for this network itself. There are a lot of things that many of you don't even see that are occurring as we pray. But because of Jesus Christ has given us the strength and given us the ability to trust in him, to lean not into our own understanding, but into the understanding of Jesus Christ, that he will direct our path. Blessings upon all of you on today. I love you with the love of the Lord, and there ain't nothing that devil can do about it. I love you because Jesus loved you. God bless you.
The NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now, and really have been blessed. We appreciate your preaching the Word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason.
Mm-hmm.
We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living Word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
In secret.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is masonry? I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is masonry? Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
That's right.
To make a stone fit in the process of building a building.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Are you listening? Jesus called himself the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone.
Yes, sir.
Not a mason.
No.
But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Jesus said unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me. You that's in the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rite,
amen,
the Freemasons and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen.
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus says unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same
the
is become.
The same is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, the reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil, you may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
Amen.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right.
We're talking about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
This is what we're talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
amen.
According to the belief of the Masonic order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right.
Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the crafts and the arts I'm even initiated.
Right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vow. I agreed to have, I believe, my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a mason.
Right.
Well, if you are the light, then you should be telling everybody how to become a mason.
Right. That's right.
Walking in the light.
Because if you walk in the light, you know, the scripture says as he is in the light, that's we right. have fellowship.
That's right.
That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell, I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
So if you got a preacher.
Amen.
Who's a mason?
That's right.
You got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And now let's join Elder Kerry Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Therefore I say unto you, O come, worship the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. It is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, and it's a joy to be here today. It's a joy to always go into the word of the Lord and study his word. My secretary said unto me last week, she said, you know, she said, I know we just had Bible study, but I would love to have Bible study again. I think she wants to have Bible study every day, and I think it's a good idea. I said, well, when you want to have Bible study, just come on, we'll have Bible study. And I get excited about it because, you know, God's been good to me. My heart has not lost twice. Yet it's still beating today. And I think, ooh, what an awesome God we serve. And I get excited about just thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Today we're going to go into St. John, the 14th chapter. And we're going to start at the first verse. And this is what it says. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. That's Jesus talking there. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. And wherever I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. And it's verse 7, if ye had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Now, I want to use for a subject today, do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Now, to know Jesus, you need to know who his mother was. You need to know who his father was. And you need to know why he was born. Saying all that, let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you today for this opportunity to come to the congregation of your people. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I open my mouth, minimize me while you make yourself known to the people that they may know you, hallelujah, in the pardon of their sin. Father, we thank you now because you woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind with the use and activities of our limbs. We thank you, Father, for all you have already done for us, for what you're doing for us, and what even those things that you're going to do. For it's Jesus, in Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. Amen. Now, I want to know, do you know Jesus today? Now, I see that Donald Trump is running for president, and so is Hillary Clinton. Do you know Donald Trump, or do you know of Donald Trump? You know all of this rhetoric that he is saying, all of the things that he have called women, the things that he have said about black people, the things that he said about Hispanics and all of the other people that's coming into this country. You can pretty much know him by the things that he has said concerning us and concerning the people that's coming into this country. And we know that he don't think a whole lot about women because he has been changing his wives just like people change their underwear. When he get tired of one, he kick them to the curb and just get them another one. So we pretty much know Donald Trump. We know that he have a way about him that can be very vindictive. We know that. We know Hillary Clinton by the fact that when she was going through all that stuff with her husband, when he was in office and this Monica Lewinsky stuff, we know that she didn't just quit and walk away. You know, a lot of women would have just walked away from their husbands, but she married him for better or worse. She got some worse, but she still stuck it out with her husband. And I was thinking, now somebody need to lay hands on him so that he would know who Jesus is. He would know Jesus. And a lot of times people don't realize, but when you lay hands on somebody, you're imparting the anointing of God on that person. I said, somebody need to lay hands on them because when we have a person in charge, the nation will follow the person in charge. And so we don't want to go off out there in left field somewhere. We want to follow Christ because we notice that when Israel had a righteous king, they always did the right thing. They always walked in the will of God. But as soon as they got them evil kings, the whole nation went astray. But so what I want to know today is, do you know Jesus? Now, these men walked with him 3 years. Jesus called them as he walked by different places. He called them, and they got up and they followed him. And after walking with him right at 3 years, they still didn't know Jesus. When he said he was going away to prepare a place for them, he was coming again. And they didn't understand. And I can't say that I would have understood it back there in those days. But in this day and age, there's no reason why we can't look back and see what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. We can call on the name of Jesus. When we're in his will, we can call on the name of Jesus. And he said he'll do whatever we want. He'll give us what we want. And I heard some people say, well, he might not give you what you want, but he'll give you what you need. But in Mark, the 11th chapter, he said those things that you desire when you pray. That's assuming that you are going to pray, and it assumes that you're going to call on the name of Jesus. And we shouldn't just wait until we get in a bind to call on the name of Jesus. We should call on Jesus every day. When we get up, I feel like Jesse the Planets does. And you don't know who Jesse the Planets is, he's a TV preacher. Excuse me, he have a lot of humor. But the things that he's saying is totally true. Jesse said when he get up in the morning time, the first thing he said is, good morning, Jesus. He said, Jesus says to him, good morning, Jesse. And that's what I like to do. get up in the morning and say, good morning, Jesus. Lord, I thank you because you woke me up this morning. Lord, and I thank you for that breakfast that you're going to let me eat today. And Lord, I thank you even for letting me taste what you're going to give me to eat today. I know Jesus because I know that he died. He went on the cross. He went by way of the grave. He got up. He came out of the grave. And then he gave us a commission to go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the precious Holy Ghost. And he said, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. So you see, what we need to do is trust him in all things. If you know him, you will know that his Father is God, Jehovah. You want to know that his mother was Mary. She was a teenager when the angel came and told her that she was going to bear a son, and that son was going to be of God. No man, no human man had ever physically laid hands on her. But this child that she was going to have was going to be the son of the Most High. And she should call his name Emmanuel, or God be with us. Hallelujah. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. I just thank God for Jesus. Yes, I know Jesus. I know that he grew up and he knew who his father was. I know that when they went to pay, Mary and Joseph went to pay their taxes into the city of Jerusalem, when Jesus went missing, they had gone back 3 days on the way back home, and they couldn't find Jesus. He was in his father's house, and he was teaching those grown men. I know Jesus. I know that Jesus is the Son of God because he was in there teaching the old men what his father had said. I know Jesus because Jesus died for me. I know Jesus because he gave us a directions in his words. He gave us instructions as to what we need to do. He said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. His commandments, he said, is not grievous to keep. Hallelujah. All you have to do is love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Hallelujah. You need to love your brothers and sisters. You need to just have faith in God or just trust God with everything, every little minor detail of your life. We know that Jesus trusted God with everything. He even trusted him to let him go to the cross and die. Hallelujah. He was sinless. I know that about Jesus. He had committed no sin. Yet he was willing to go pay a penalty for something that he hadn't done. He knew that it was going to be very painful because they were going to put spikes in his hands. They knew that they were going to put spikes in his feet. He knew that they were going to press him through in his side. Hallelujah. I know Jesus because we don't have enough gumption sometimes to forgive. But we know that when they brought the woman to Jesus, that they said they caught in the very act of adultery, he forgave her immediately. He just said, well, I'm going to forgive you, but I'm going to make you squirm and I'm going to just make you suffer a while. I know Jesus because I know that Jesus loves me. The reason I know Jesus loves me is because the Word said so. Jesus is the Word. Jesus, I know Jesus because Jesus told us who he was. He told us. He walked on the water. Only God could do that. I know Jesus is God in the flesh. I know Jesus was born of a woman. I know Jesus is the lily of the valley. I know Jesus is the bright and morning star. I know Jesus, hallelujah, is love. Excuse me. But we need to know who Jesus is. There's a song that we used to say. Excuse me. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. We are the children of God. We need to trust God. When you say Jesus, it's really the same thing as saying God. Jesus went on the cross and he died for me. And that's what we need to do. We need to take it personally. And that is the devil trying to prevent me from giving this message because I haven't coughed all day until now. We need to trust God with our children. We need to trust God with our money. When we want something, we need to ask for it in Jesus' name. Jesus is the only name whereby men must be saved. If you know Jesus, you will love Jesus. He said, we don't need to go around worried about everything, verse 1 of chapter 14 of St. John. So let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus is one of the Trinity, one portion of the Trinity. And you don't let your heart be troubled. You don't worry about everything that come along. Because when I plan something, I have part A and I have plan B just in case plan A don't work out. Jesus got plan A because he don't need plan B because he already know the outcome of the situation before it starts. In the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah said that God knew him before he was conceived into his mother's womb. He knew him while he was in his mother's womb. And he anointed him when he come forth from his mother's womb. So if I say Jesus and if I say God, I say it the same thing. I just use a different word. And it says, in my Father's house are many mansions. That's in heaven. When Jesus came to earth, he came with the intention of going back to heaven. But just like Jesus, when I want to go to heaven too. But I don't want to go by myself. I want to come somebody with me. That's why Jesus came so that he could carry us back. He wanted to prepare a place for us to stay. And he didn't just say he was going to put us in a little hut. He was going to prepare a mansion. A mansion is something that's very grand. So do you know Jesus? Do you know that Jesus wants to give you the very best of everything that he had? The very best. Hallelujah. He wants to give you the Gucci of what he has. And if all these things were not so, he said, I would have told you. He's going to prepare a place for us. He said, and then he's going to come again. He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself. because he wants us to be with him. Because the next thing he says, that where I am, there you may be also. And he's not going anywhere that he don't want us to go. Because verse 4 says, and wherever I go, you know, and the way you know. But Thomas, bless his heart, he was a doubter. He didn't know who Jesus was. Paul didn't know who Jesus was. After Paul baptized Jesus, and the heavens opened up, and God said from heaven, this is my beloved son, hear ye him. But yet when Paul went to jail, he said, go and ask Jesus, is he the one we're looking for, or should we look for another? Now, he should have known that it was Jesus, that was God, and that was the Savior of the world. And we're getting into the season now that we celebrate his death, birth, death, and resurrection. Paul should have known that Jesus was who he said he was. Hallelujah. I just thank God for Jesus today. Do you thank God for Jesus today? Do you think he's an awesome God today? So how well do you know him? Do you know that when Jesus left, he gave us the authority to do all the things that he was doing? But he was sent to raise the dead, to call those things to be not. In other words, those things that are not as though they have already happened. If you can see it in the spirit realm, you can call it out of the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Because God said, what we bind up on earth, he will bind up in heaven. And then he said, what we loose on earth, he will loose in heaven. In other words, if there's a demonic spirit, we got the right and we have the authority to bind that spirit up. We can put a muzzle in that spirit's mouth and they have to speak. Get it, shut up. Don't say nothing. Hallelujah. And then when we got a vexing demon bothering our spirit, we got a right to bind them up. Hallelujah. If we bind them up, then God is going to bind them up. And he can't do a thing, hallelujah, to us. Hallelujah, because we got authority to do whatever God said. Hallelujah, when I walked into the hospital, and that lady, this was a two-time thing, and it was a woman one time and a man one time. Both of them had massive heart attacks. And I told them hearts what God said. God said, by his stripes, heart, listen to me, by his stripes, you were healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you that God put you in their heart to pump blood through this body. And in the name of Jesus, I demand that you go and do it right now. Hallelujah. I bind up every blockage. I tell every blockage to pop open in the name of Jesus. You are healed in the name of Jesus. I'm taking authority away from you, devil. Hallelujah. I'm putting a bit in your mouth. You can't do nothing but what I tell you to do. Hallelujah. I know Jesus will bring to pass those things that I say. That's why I know that I'm not going to just let anything come out of my mouth, because I know that if I say it, God will bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Jesus. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not wherever I go. In other words, Thomas didn't even know where Jesus was going. He didn't even know where he had come from. But he did ask a question because he was trying to get some information. He said, and how can we know the way? He had walked with Jesus 3 years, but he didn't know where Jesus had come from. He didn't know where he was going, but he was trying to get some information. If you try to find out who Jesus is, you will know who Jesus is. Thomas, that we call Thomas a doubter. But when Thomas saw what Jesus did in the upper room that day, when he just walked on in through the wall, he didn't even have to knock. He just was there. When Thomas saw that, Thomas knew who Jesus was. And then when Paul said that the person asked Jesus was who he said it was, did he need, well, they need to look for somebody else. Instead of Jesus telling me, I'm that person, he said, go tell him those things that you have seen. Because, see, you might not believe who I am, but if you see the things that I've done, that should tell you who I am. That's the word for the day. I just want you to check yourself and see, do you know who Jesus is? Do you know what he's capable of? Do you know what he has given you the authority to do? Know what your authority is. And the word said it was him that gave you the power to get well. Hallelujah. You can't even gain nothing unless Jesus do it. You can't do nothing. You can't even breathe because Jesus don't give you the authority to do it. So understand how powerful God is, because you can think as much as you want to, but you can't think of all the power that God himself has got and how much Jesus has got. So today I want to leave with you to think on these things, all things that are good, all things that are pure, all things that are lovely. Think on these things, casting down imaginations. When the devil come up into your head, saying that Jesus got the right, has given you the authority to cast those imaginations down. When the devil tell you, you sick and you ain't going to get well, you can say in the name of Jesus, because I know who Jesus is. Jesus have already died for this sickness. So in the name of Jesus, I'm sending it straight back to hell where it came from. If you want to know who Jesus is, and the devil tell you, you know what? You losing your mind. In the name of Jesus, I've already lost my mind. Because the word told me to let the mind be in me. It was also in Christ Jesus. When I died to sin, hallelujah, I decided to let the mind be in me. It was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my whole faith. Thank you, God. Hallelujah for this day. Thank you for letting me know who you are. Lord, thank you for letting me recognize you. Hallelujah. When you come into my life, Lord, I thank you for all of these people. Hallelujah. That's listening to the sound of my voice. Lord, bless Reverend Thurman Cunningham in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, there's some things that he needs right now. Hallelujah. He hasn't told anybody. But there's something that he needs that he hasn't told anybody. Lord, you bring it to pass for him right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now I speak to cancer in the name of Jesus. And I say to you, come out, shrink, and disappear into anybody that's listening to me. We glorify you, Father. We thank you. For us in Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. Now may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore, till we come back together again on next Tuesday. In Jesus' name, amen.
What a word, what a word. Elder Curry Hurst, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, to God be the glory. We certainly thank you so much for that powerful word on today. Be sure to join Elder Curry Hurst every Tuesday at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Welcome back, welcome back. Here's Doc McKenzie
and the Gospel Highlights. Let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and
let me ride.
Oh, swing down.
Can I ride with you, Lord?
Ride home with the Lord.
Oh, can I go home with you, Lord?
Ride with Jesus.
Oh, take me back with you, Lord.
Ride home with the Lord.
Swing down, carry on, stop in.
Let me ride.
Swing down, chariot. Stop and
let me ride.
All I want to do is ride.
Ride with Jesus.
Oh, take me, Lord.
Ride home with the Lord.
I got my ticket in my hand.
Ride home with the Lord.
Somebody's got a mother and a father gone. Will you stop and
let them ride?
Oh, somebody's got a sister and a brother gone too. Will you stop and
let them ride?
All they want to do is ride.
Ride with Jesus.
Oh, can they ride?
Ride home with the Lord.
Ride, let them ride, Lord, yeah.
Ride with Jesus.
Will you take us to our home on high?
Ride home with the Lord.
Lord, you said you was coming back as a thief in the night.
In the night,
I don't want you to come back and my heart ain't right.
Heart ain't right.
You said you was going to prepare another home for me.
Home for me.
And I could be with you throughout eternity. Oh, sometimes we mourn fret and shed tears when our loved ones are going to get their crown. Lord, at that time, my heart will be fixed. My mind will be made up. My soul will be heaven bound. And oh, can I ride with you, Lord? Oh, so many of my loved ones got on that chariot.
Ride with Jesus.
Reverend Julius Cheeks, I believe you swinging and shouting.
Ride with Jesus.
Brother Willie Banks.
God is still in charge with Jesus.
Pop, why did you say it?
Ride with Jesus.
Frank Williams, I heard you say it. Your grace and mercy. Daniel Scott, you said that God was going to separate the right from the wrong.
With Jesus.
Edward McKenzie, you told us in your last words.
We ride with Jesus.
In the sweet by and by. With the old chariot. Going home.
Ride home with the Lord.
To be with the Lord.
That's the sounds of Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlight out of Lake City, South Carolina. Welcome and thank you for catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. You're catching the wave. You better tell somebody. I know that's right.
Sometimes
from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, feel free to give us a call, 347-215-8049. I'm your host, The Anointed One. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music. You're catching the wave. I love that.
Through all my trials, I learned to trust and obey. I hope you don't mind if we said this right here.
You're catching the wave, and we are live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Have you been born again? Look, I pray that you are. All right, let's continue with more great gospel music. To God be the glory for the things he's doing. Ever let you down? Have you ever known Jesus to let you down? Huh? He's always there, huh? All you got to do is call him. He's there. Guess what? And his spirit dwells on the inside of you. You're catching the wave.